Listen now to an article on Agatha Christie, the Queen of Crime. It is nearly 45 years since the death of the British writer, but she is still the world's best-selling author. With her Belgian detective Hercule Poirot returning to the cinema screen this October in a new adaptation of Death on the Nile, we investigate her enduring popularity.
A fertile imagination. The woman who has sold more than 1 billion copies in English and a billion more in translation was born in Devon in 1890, in the sort of English country mansion that formed the setting of many of her mysteries. Largely home-schooled, she taught herself to read at 5 and began to develop a fertile storytelling imagination. During the First World War, she worked in a hospital pharmacy and became a dispenser, gaining expert knowledge about poisons that she would later use so effectively in her stories. Her second husband's work as an archaeologist led her to travel a lot, giving her exotic new places to set her novels: Murder in Mesopotamia, Death on the Nile.
Her writing methods. Christie kept about 100 notebooks in which she wrote down every idea that came to her, something interesting she saw in a newspaper or overheard. Working backwards from her idea for a murder, she developed the mechanics of a plot and characters before writing, then dictated the novel. In classic crime novel style, she offered readers numerous clues and motives, mostly deceptive, challenging them to identify the murderer before the denouement. In The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, she shocked readers by making the narrator the murderer. A scandal. It usually only took her 3 months to complete a book, a frenetic pace that explains how she was able to write 66 crime novels, 154 short stories, 6 romantic novels, and more than 20 plays in her 56-year career.
Agatha's real-life disappearance. Agatha Christie became the subject of a mystery herself in 1926, when she famously disappeared. Her abandoned car was discovered a few miles from her house, starting a nationwide police hunt for the missing author. After 11 days of intense speculation, she was discovered living under a different name in a seaside hotel. Possibly due to a rare stress-induced psychological condition known as a fugue state, she had adopted a new personality, had no memory of her previous life, and did not even recognize her own picture in the newspapers. She later recovered and had even greater literary success. The police, however, thought it was a publicity stunt.
A legendary detective. The world's second most famous detective, after Sherlock Holmes, Hercule Poirot is a short, arrogant Belgian who is obsessed with order and the perfection of his moustache. It was rumoured that Christie grew to hate him, but there is no evidence for this. She once called him a detestable, egocentric little creep, but she was simply telling the truth. A brilliant detective, Poirot appeared in 33 novels and 54 short stories. But, despite his brilliance, he did sometimes need the help of Christie's other detective, Miss Marple, an elderly amateur sleuth who starred in many solo novels. Christie waited 35 years before publishing Curtain, the novel in which Poirot dies, of natural causes. She wrote it in 1940, in case she did not survive the German bombings of London during the Blitz. When it was finally published in 1975, 4 months before Christie's own death, the New York Times ran a full-page obituary about the funny little Belgian.
Her theatre hit. Agatha Christie wrote more than 20 plays. But the most famous is The Mousetrap, a murder mystery set in a country hotel cut off by snow. Originally a 20-minute radio play, a 2-hour version opened in London on the 25th of November, 1952. 6 years later, it became the longest-running production in London. And it's still going. More than 400 actors have portrayed the 8 characters in the play, which is now in its 68th year.